Our guest this morning is the mayor of LaGrange, Kim Strauss. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And as a good citizen, you're wearing the colors today?
Absolutely.
And there's is that a Mickey golfer on there too?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, we can start off with a little bit of the charity golf outing that you have coming up.
July 18th, we have this is a fifth annual Mayor Kim Strauss's Charity Golf Classic, it's called, and all the proceeds go to the Keystone Educational Endowment Program that was started here about 20-some years ago, and it's a great, great, great program. It provides about $20-some thousand per year for the graduating seniors at Keystone, and once the money is put into the foundation, it never can be touched again, the principal. All they can do is spend the interest, so it'll be there forever. So we want it to keep growing and producing more money for the kids that graduate from Keystone.
So then the kids then will make an application mm-hmm. for this? Is that how they like apply
yes.
for like the
Yes, they apply through the guidance counselors of Keystone High School. And
now, are you on that endowment committee?
My wife is.
Okay.
I just work with them and donate all the money from my golf outing to their foundation.
How many people usually come out and tee up?
Last year, I believe we had about 128 golfers, but then we also have a dinner afterwards and dancing, and we had another 50 or 60 people that came up for that, so it did very well. We were real happy.
Did you mention where it was going to be?
To be at Greyhawk Golf Club right down the street in the village of LaGrange, obviously. Where else would it be? And it's a beautiful place to play golf and great place to have an outing.
Why did you decide to set this up in the first place?
Well, I'd always been involved with KEEP and went to all their functions, and we had reverse raffles and they raffled cars, and those things kind of fell off and just weren't getting the response that they used to. And I'd always contemplated doing a charity golf outing, and it just kind of, I went to them and asked them if they wanted to be involved, and they did, and it's done very well. We raise between $12,000 to $15,000 every year, so it does real well.
Do you have a chance to get out there, too, and have fun, or are you kind of behind the scenes running
things?
No, actually,
they're all gunning for us this year because my team has won it the last 3 years in a row.
Uh-oh.
Who else is on that team with you?
Greg Mastardi from the golf course, Todd Seltzer, and J.D. Crotine in his name. But in defense of us, we also donate the proceeds back to KEEP when we win. So I challenge anyone that beats us to do the same.
He's throwing it down
yes.
right here, right now.
Well, I guess so. That's one of the things. That's the thing about golfers sometimes, you know. Very competitive, no doubt.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about your role as mayor in LaGrange. How long have you been the mayor of LaGrange?
I'm in my 16th year.
And take us back maybe those 16 years ago, before that, what made you decide, I'd like to have this position, be a part, make a difference in the community?
I had a business in town here for about 30 years, and when I started getting involved in different things that were going on within the community and going to some meetings, I just kind of felt at that point in my life it was time for me to get more involved with the community, and ran for mayor the first time and lost to a lady that had done a very, very good job. But then I got on council and sat on council for a couple years. And after that, ran again and won, and have enjoyed every bit of it since.
What's the major changes that are taking place in LaGrange that you've seen from the time when you started to where you are now and issues you're dealing with?
When I started, our sewer plant was in total disarray, and we were being fined by the EPA. We now have a new plant that's passing with flying colors and doing great. We need a community park, which had been started before I was mayor and just never kind of got off the ground. So I kind of jumped on the bandwagon, and we were able to get that done. We now have a beautiful 100-acre community park. We put a new business park over down by the new school called Opportunity Way because we wanted to try to bring more jobs into our community. And that's doing very well. Also, we had a bookmobile at the time, but we never had an actual library. So that was another task that I took on. Now, not only do we have a library, but they're in the process of expanding that library, and hopefully in a couple of years it'll be triple the size it is now.
What about the community, the size of the community?
We're growing, but I think at a very manageable level. And when I say manageable, what people think that, you know, more people means more money, but it also means more upkeep. What really keeps your community vibrant and keeps your taxes down is as more residents move in, you continue to bring in more jobs and more business, and you need that balance. And I feel that myself and council, we've done a very good job of trying to keep that balance and really haven't raised taxes here in the last 16 years that I've been mayor.
When it comes to businesses in this area, is it a place like Michelle's Cafe? Are there bigger businesses? How would you describe it?
We have, a good mix. I mean, they're all important. We have, you know, our largest employer, obviously, is the school, which is huge for us. Opportunity Way brought us Keystone Point, which has 100 and, I believe, 57 employees, which was huge for us. And then you have a lot of offshoot businesses that are 40 to 50 employees that are all very important. And I actually think the smaller businesses are more important, because when you have that one big one, you know, a.k.a. steel plant, Lorraine, Ford Motor, and you lose it, you're devastated. Where if you have more of the smaller 50 to 100 worker type businesses, if you lose one, it doesn't devastate you as much. So I would rather have 10 companies that with 50 employees than one company with 500 employees. Because if you lose one, you're not affected that much by that.
It's like being diversified, and especially if it's different industries, they're not always dealing with the same economic impact that might be going on elsewhere. What about access to the community? You're bringing also people coming in. They look at the school system, too. They may think of, you know, if I'm working somewhere else, what do you use to draw them in?
Well, I think the school system is huge. It's, in my opinion, this levy that we just passed was great for LaGrange, not only for their property values, but for LaGrange to keep its growth. We've been, I'm knocking on wood, had a last good year and a half as far as housing starts here in Greyhawk and throughout town. And a lot of other communities are still struggling with a lot of empty lots. And that levy was huge for us, because people want to move to a community that has a great school system. We have great accessibility. You can drive right down 301 to 10 and up to 480. You're in Cleveland in 25 minutes. If you're headed to Columbus, you can go right down 301 south and hit 71 and head towards Columbus. So I think we have a great location for a lot of people that come here and see how close we are to Cleveland and Columbus. And I do think that's very important, and it's easy. When you leave LaGrange, you don't hit a stoplight until you get off of 480 in Cleveland, wherever you're going. It's pretty much, you're there.
Right. How long have you been in the community? You mentioned you were doing a business. What brought you here, or how long was it that you've been?
Actually, I graduated from Amherst. And when I graduated, you basically couldn't afford to buy a house in Amherst. They were booming and growing, and I just literally could not afford to live there at the time. I loved Amherst. So I looked out here and found a beautiful place, and I've been here since 1978. I bought a house, and I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Mayor, yesterday we had Franco Gallo on,
mm-hmm.
and the interim superintendent of the Keystone Schools, and about an hour or two after he was here, we got a news release indicating that he was going to be, you know, appointed full-time permanent come next week. So do you have any big breaking news that we ought to know about while you're here, as opposed to getting a news release 2 hours later?
No, not really. I mean, yeah, we're pretty upfront with everything that goes on here in LaGrange, and we're, like I said, we're doing real well. We're moving along. No major issues or problems, and it's a great time to be mayor.
One more plug for your golf outing, the time, date, and how people can maybe sign up and be involved with it.
They can call me at 440-355-5309 if they need to get information. We're looking for golfers, sign sponsors, raffle items. The date is July 18th. We tee off at 1 o'clock. The dinner and dancing starts at 6 o'clock at Greyhawk. And we would love everybody to come and support Keystone Schools and the Keystone Educational Endowment Program.
Here, thank Kim Strauss. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.